Hello.
Oh, hi, Ethan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing good too. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was just following up regarding your account. It looks like we're still having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card we have on file.
Yeah, so, I guess between Local Splash and Angie's, I'm broke now, and I'm gonna have to just put my company on hold. I have had
Oh
some
no.
people, and I kinda, it's my fault for jumping at it, but, I don't know if you know this, or you should know this, probably, but I've had several people contact me about my website, but I actually had one
Okay.
guy pull up a Zoom call and show
Right.
me my coding on my website, and it was like 8 lines of coding, and then his website that he was gonna build has like an entire page plus. And I understand a little bit about coding. It's like to each key phrase or word or whatever that it links people back to what they're searching. So I mean, I don't think that that's a really fair deal. Also, I never approved for any ads to be run for my business, and I had an ad for my company show up on my posts or something, and I saved it even, or I shared it to my name because it has Indian music, like from India. Like that has nothing to do with painting or any, I don't know. I was just kind of not happy with that, and I guess I've kind of been putting off the call to you guys, but yeah, I'd just rather it be over.
I don't know who posted that, but that wasn't a post that we had created because I see the posts and I see the Facebook ads that we ran, and there are pictures and content, but there's no music running in the background in them. So
No,
that
I mean,
whoever did
I could
that.
send it to you.
Yeah, you
Yeah,
can send it to me. Absolutely. Here, I'll send you my email address so that you can see it, and then you
okay.
could just take a screenshot or what have you and send it back to me. Now, with that guy that was talking to you about coding, there's a lot of scam callers that will call out and say, "Local Splash websites only have 8 lines of coding, and let me show you how,
Well,
wonderful mine
and
is." But no, but
he
hear me
showed
out
me
for a
other
second.
websites. Okay.
Right, but you have to understand one thing. 15 years ago, 18 years ago, when search engine optimization first started becoming very relevant, that's how they would do it. They would tinker around with websites. They would code, put meta tags, phrases, in hopes that they're in line with Google algorithms and analytics, in hopes that those companies would get on the first page. Okay? It's not a bad mechanism, but it's extremely outdated. It's probably almost 20 years outdated. Okay? Now, in order to get on the first page of Google, two things has to happen. Number one, there has to be availability, which there is when we brought you on, right? Secondly, there has to be the optimization to the listings on a frequent and consistent basis. So what we're doing is we're optimizing the Google business page, and then we create a website for you that's put together by the Google certified technicians that's highly rankable. So what Google doesn't like about those sites that have, hundreds and hundreds of lines of coding in them is they hurt your rankings because let's say, for example, you're a painter, right? And let's say that somebody codes your website and they put in, "Oh, but he also does this and this and this, and he also services this area and that area and this area." And there's, so much conflicting data. The minute someone's in your backyard and they type in painter near me and they hit enter, Google sends out millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched. And those websites with the hundreds of lines of coding get bypassed because there's too much conflicting data in them. So we keep our websites very simple and very targeted for a reason. It's because they're highly rankable sites. Now, as far as content goes, if there's anything on the site that you don't like, let's say that there's a before and after photo or there's a picture or a logo that you don't like, all of that can be updated free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. But the actual coding is very simplified for a reason. It's so that you'll get higher rankings and better results. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let's say that you still, you know, want to cancel because you spent a whole boatload of money on Angie's. With us, it hasn't been a whole bunch of money, but you have paid us two times, right? So let's say that you decide that you want to cancel. I can't cancel an account with a past due balance. And that's just because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 1st. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to that. Okay, so there's a $299 past due balance. But the good news is if that's the case, you're catching it in time because come January 1st, that would reoccur to $598, and I definitely don't want that to happen to you either. Okay, so
I can still cancel and just have the $299 payment.
Right, or I can give you an option that would even make it more affordable. Is I could remove the Facebook ads if your intention is just to cancel. There's no reason that you would need an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads, right? So we could remove that, and that would lower the subscription to just $199 monthly. Now, if you choose to continue, what I can do to help you out on the back end is push the next billing out 30 days, meaning, you know, once you can pay the $199, you would be paid in full in, you know, today's date, it would be until January 16th. So that way you get a whole nother month of service. And the reason I suggest that is they've been reaching out to you on several different attempts, letting you know that Google is offering you a video verification. And for some reason or another, that hasn't been taken care of on your end. So once that gets done, you'll see an explosion of results, because what's happening behind the scenes there, Ethan, is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So on that video verification, it's a simple process. It takes less than 10 minutes. You just go in and upload a couple of things to show that you're a valid business there. You know, whether it be an invoice with your address or a business license or a work vehicle with a Colorado license plate. So there's a couple of different suggestions that they tell you that Google will accept. Right? So once you do that, we send that over to Google and they say, okay, now we trust this business and we'll publish him. And then, you know, once you're on the first page, that's where, you know, 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where that high revenue is generated, you know?
Okay. And I would like to apologize. I've been putting off this call and the one with Angie's for a while. I think maybe you caught a little bit more of the Angie's frustration.
Of course.
Jesus. I mean, and I just feel like I'm not getting anywhere. Like, I kind of, you know, I did it on a whim and I didn't have a lot of money to start up. And, it went really well for the first little bit. And then I was trying to work a job and do painting and it didn't work. And then it kind of the money started funneling out through Angie's. And it's like, how do they expect people to make any money off that? I mean, so.
I agree. Because they're charging for every lead, whether it pans out or not. And then even worse, they're selling it to you and to everybody else out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it, you know?
Well, so, and another is I've had a couple of like completely flustered, clients, answer the phone and they're like, well, who is this? And they're like, I'm Ethan off of, you know, Angie's and Home Advisor. I'm with the Colorado Painters. And they're like, oh, I was just searching something. I wasn't even on Angie's list. And I guess their coding must be to a point where they're just like invasive in almost into people's lives. But
I see. Yeah. It's, I mean, like I said, I've heard every horror story imaginable with that company. But the good news for you, Ethan, is that once you complete that Google verification and once your listing gets published on the first page, you're not even going to have to buy leads anymore, because why would you when people call you directly? You know, and that's why a lot of, you know, Angie Leads clients jump ship and they come over and they use this program, because in the long run, they're saving a ton of money on their lead fees. And then you're paying, you know, if we take the Facebook ads off, $199 monthly regardless. You know, let's say you start out slow and you take on 5 jobs in a month, or let's say you grow your business 6 months from now and you have a couple of crews under you and you take on 50 jobs in a month. Either way, you're still paying that same flat rate. So that's what makes it nice, you know, is you don't have to worry about, you know, paying a higher rate based on the amount of calls that you go on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would, you know, so right now I'm about a day away from taking a 3-week vacation and stuff, going to
Oh, how nice. That's so awesome. Congratulations.
So I actually won't. Thanks.
I envy that, especially during the holidays.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, I just figured, the further away from the holiday, the cheaper the tickets. And so I just kind of get a reset and hopefully jump back into the new year a little more successful. But I got to a point where I was trying to do painting, and I mean, I was out there doing fall cleanups in people's yards just to, you know, because like it was like the painters, you know, I felt off of that Angie's, they'd get any painting job right away because they got like a receptionist answering or what. And so I started just plugging in that I'll do cleanups and stuff just to pay the bills, you know. So I was out there hauling leaves around if that is the case and we can lower it down to $199, I don't know if you still want to see this ad. I'd kind of like you to, I mean, I suppose, but we could maybe work something out. I guess I didn't really know about the verification thing. It's kind of a lot to start a new business, so.
I know. Yeah, that's why they always follow up with a phone call, and I'm happy I reached you because, you know, we don't expect you to drop everything and take our calls either, you know, when we call. But they were trying to actually walk you through it because people see that and it gets intimidated. They're like, I don't know why I should do a video verification, and they think they have to be on like a Zoom call with Google. And
or like a commercial. I thought I was going to be like on some commercial or something like.
It's just a little doc. You just have to upload a couple of things on there and then you're done. You know, that's why I tell people it takes less than 10 minutes. Don't be, you know, intimidated by it. But it is a very good thing because Google doesn't even offer that step to everyone. So the fact that they're offering it to you, it's a good thing because, again, behind the scenes, they're going to protect you from those big corporations, you know, trying to steal leads from under you. So I'll send you that mailer again. It'll say action needed, Ethan, start Google verification. If you get on there and you hit any bumps in the road, you can also call us and I can get you over to that department and they'll walk you through it, okay? So let me see. There it is. Action needed, start Google video verification. So now you'll have a fresh copy of that in your inbox. And then for the $199, should I try to process it on the same card, or is it going to be a different card, you think? Or
well, that's just it. I'm broke.
Need a little more time. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
You can take
I'm about to go back to Iowa and work for a family friend just to get some bills negotiated.
Okay. Here's one thing I would recommend for you since you're going to be, you know, off for the next 3 weeks is I can't do it with a past due balance, but once we get the payment up to speed, we do offer seasonal holds. So don't wait till last minute because December or January 1st, you're going to have another charge hit, and I want to get this settled before that happens so that I can push that next billing out, right? But let's say that you pay this on December 30th. And then I push the next billing out to January 30th, we could also put you on that seasonal hold where they would stop the billing for January or February or even just the 1 month. And that gives you time to, you know, return from your vacation and kind of get things rolling again before you're charged. So, you know, that's another thing that we offer. We don't expect you to pay for it during, you know, times that you're not using it or you're on vacation, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so that might be helpful for you too. Just even if you just did the, you know, next month on a seasonal and then you would reinstate maybe the end of February, that would probably help you out, you know?
Okay. I didn't know I could do that either, so.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people don't know that. That's why I wanted to tell you about it.
All right. Well, yeah. I will do the video verification. And
thank you. That's awesome. Okay.
And I'll have to kind of see what I can get figured out about the money because, yeah, I've pretty much raked up leaves to buy tickets for my flight to back home. So.
Oh, where is back home?
Iowa.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I grew up in Illinois, but we used to travel from my mom's business through Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri. So I spent many days in Iowa traveling through the state to, you know, different cities and department stores. And she was a manufacturer's rep back then for a neckwear company. So, yeah, she hit up all the malls. And, yeah, it was kind of fun times. So. Colorado is much prettier, though, compared to just the flatness and the cornfields, right?
Yeah, where I'm from in Iowa, there's some really, it's like a one of a kind. So, it's like, I've heard that the only other place that they have a wind formation, like due to El Nino or something, it's a topsoil, the way that it carries the topsoil.
Really?
Yeah, it's called the Luss Hills, and it's like the rolling hills.
Oh, wow.
And, just really big rolling hills and stuff. It's kind of up in the northwest corner a little bit, but yeah, real pretty land. So especially when
that's
it's
amazing.
Summer.
Yeah, that's cool. So you love it. It sounds like you love where you're from, huh?
I do. Yeah. I had to come up to Colorado. I mean, I love it out here though too.
Yeah. Colorado winters must be, I don't know if they would even be worse because Midwest gets that low wind chill factor. Is it kind of the same weather-wise or?
I don't know. Colorado's been a lot like, even in the few years I've been here, it's been a lot more mellow, like progressively each year. And I don't know if, you know, I don't know what to think of it really, but Iowa, I guess they might had just a ice storm a little bit a while back here, so
it's not too bad
this year.
Yeah. Well, the good news is you're used to it, so yeah, it's probably not going to faze you. It's funny because we're in Southern California, and sometimes, you know, on my breaks, I go out and walk for 15 minutes, and on certain days, the employees, don't go out there, it's freezing, and I tell them, look, I grew up in Chicago, I'll manage. I'm sure it's not that bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but Californians, they have such a thin skin, you know, it gets down to 50 and they think it's the end of the world, you know?
No, and that's the same. It's like, I'll go to Iowa, it'll be crazy cold, and then I'll come back here and be all in a t-shirt and stuff. It's like, what's up? You guys are cold? And I'm like,
you're like, this is nice compared to Iowa.
Yeah, I kind of believe that if at some point if I can get my shit together enough, that would be the perfect way to live life is to go visit somewhere really cold as winter's starting to come in, so your winter isn't as bad, and then do the same with visit somewhere really hot as summer starts to come in. Because I did that last year. I went to Death Valley. I was out there kind of. Did this big road trip up to Idaho and all the way to Washington and down to like Death Valley, Las Vegas, and I did a hike out at Moab, and it was like 109 degrees or something. And then after I got back and I was working and stuff, I was like not even sweating. You know, it was like 98 degrees here, and it was like, I don't know why I'm not sweating right now. It's hot.
Did you get lightheaded or anything doing a hike in that? I mean, I know you probably had to drink a ton of water, but that's scary to hike in that temperature. You know?
It was, yeah. Yeah, I went to the Delicate Arch, and or yeah, it was Arches National Park. Yeah, I went out to the Delicate Arch, and I kind of hike a lot around here, but yeah, it was hot. Like it was, yeah, you could feel your pulse in your head, and then I drove around. After I got in the car, every time I got back in the vehicle, I took my shoes off and just drove around barefoot because it was so my shoes were so hot and stuff. So.
That's crazy. I didn't think about that because if it's that hot, the pavement's got to be even hotter. That's crazy.
Oh yeah.
So, well, thanks for sharing. You're a neat guy.
Yeah.
what I'm gonna do to kind of help you out even further is I'll put you into our corporate rate and lower your subscription to $149. So we do this for big corporations like Subway Sandwich, Vivint Security, Extra Space Storage. And anytime someone has over 100 locations, they get the corporate pricing. But I'll get an override and I'll put you in that. That way it'll at least save you $50 a month, okay?
All right. Well, thank you.
Yep. Yeah, you're very welcome. So, and then I'll circle back to your account maybe, you know, next week or sometime before the 1st and just see where you're at that time so that we could, you know, get that squared away and put that on a seasonal hold or push the billing out for you or something just to prevent that January 1st payment, okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, no problem. I enjoyed talking to you and have a safe trip as well.
All right. Well, thank you and have a happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. Merry Christmas. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.